If you can't find a seat, you can take some of the ropes down, except where the organist is. So if you need to crowd in, that's why we have masks. Ring the bell now, Rob.
Such a long time gone. I've spent a lifetime stacking words like bricks in the hot sun, and I'm tired of trying to understand why we can't all sing our own song in this foreign land. It feels like decades since I've seen a friend. I've been such a long time gone. Who knows how all my stories end and the places I've gone wrong, where I've fallen, where I've stood up straight and true. Feels like decades since I've seen you, friend. The good Lord knows I've been missing you. Could you help me find my way? I've been such a long time gone. Could you give me just a place to stay, or play me that old song? You know that one always brings a smile to my face. And I'm too old for my age and not native to this tonight. I've been such a long time gone. It's been years since I've seen the stars. Watch this darkness run into daylight. I haven't been afraid of the night. I go climbing in this old bed. I've been such a long time gone. Now I have a place to lay my head and pray the night outruns all these demons that have chased me across the map. So tomorrow I'll be walking in as much light as I have. Yeah, tomorrow I'll be walking in. Much light as I have.
It's okay to applaud. You can applaud. It's all right. We're so grateful to be here today after a long time gone. We want to welcome all of you to our Lord's Day service. We hope the service is a blessing to you. You'll notice that we have a piano here. This is not the new one. This is just a placeholder until the new one comes. We're going to have coffee outdoors, and that will be behind me on the church lawn. The coffee is set up between the church and the parsonage. And we have a few housekeeping announcements. We ask that at the end of the service you stay seated and an usher will come from the front and the back to dismiss you by rows. The front will go out this door, the back will go around. And we ask that you please carry your empty communion containers to the receptacles provided as you exit. Today we are celebrating the Lord's Supper, and all are welcome, whether you are in person or worshiping with us at home. The table is open to everyone. And I want to say a few words to some of our guests here. When we shut down in March of 2020, at that time I asked a certain gentleman, Colin, if he would mind coming for a couple of weeks until we opened again. And then a couple of weeks went by, and I said, you want to stay a couple of more weeks? And weeks turned into months, and we're so grateful for his ministry in this church, which has given us hope and joy. I also asked two beautiful ladies, Katie Dahl and Cindy Steele, to come and sing once in a while for us. And every month they came. When I asked Katie, I had to get in touch with her via Facebook or email, because when the shutdown happened, she was in Europe. And she was trying to get home amidst a shutdown. And then she had to quarantine for a while. And I think Cindy was also traveling and had to get home and quarantine. And after quarantine, week after week, month after month, they were here to provide worship for a virtual congregation. And we're so glad that they could be in person today. And then we met Scott Ramsey. And Scott came to us a few months ago, and if you remember our Good Friday service in which Scott sang a beautiful piece about Pilate, it was so lovely, and he's been back month after month, and we're so delighted that he is here in person today. It's been quite a blessing. Today we're going to ask Katie Dahl to come as we read together Psalm 8, which is found in your bulletin.
O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them?
Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor.
You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Our scripture lesson is taken from the book of Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world, about which we are speaking, to angels. But someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet." Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When life doesn't return to normal. I used to think normalcy was highly overrated. I never looked at myself and thought I was normal. I thought I was a little abnormal, but I measured normalcy in bigger things, not in the really little things, because the little things I took for granted. I took for granted that if my husband cooked a big meal, I could invite other people over to share it. I took for granted the fact that after church, we could go to fellowship hour, stand 2 inches in front of each other's face, and have a grand old time. I took for granted that if there was any kind of tragedy, we could all come together. If I needed to fly someplace to be with someone, it would happen. I took all those things for granted. And oh, I long to return to those days of normalcy, where I don't have to make a risk assessment just to go to the grocery store. I don't have to make a risk assessment when someone invites me to a wedding.
and I have to figure out, can I go to the reception or not? And I have to tell you, over a past year and a half, I have not. Because I know that even if I'm protected, I'm going into areas of with very vulnerable people, and I cannot afford to expose anyone. I have to make a risk assessment if I have a common cold. Well, if my husband gets it, I'm not too worried. But the time that we thought we were exposed to COVID, we had to block off parts of our home, and we had to speak to each other through the walls. I want things to return to normal. And we were told in March of 2020 that in a few weeks, everything would be normal. And now, 19 months later, things are still not normal. How do you live when things are still not normal? And I think of those people, those ancient people for whom the book of Hebrews was written. These were people who had received God's word with such joy and gladness. They were a very singular type of people. They were academics. They understood the depth of Jewish thought and teachings and religious ceremonies. These were a highly educated group of people. And when they heard the gospel, they received it with joy. And then there was persecution. But with persecution, you know, when there's a tragedy, when something's really wrong, people band together and they get through it together. And that's what they did. But at the time that the Hebrews was written, the people were not being persecuted. Life was not terrible, but it wasn't good either. They were living in that between time, and they were wondering when the next shoe was going to drop. And so they became disheartened, and a certain malaise seeped into their common life. And so the writer wanted to shake them out of this malaise. And how does he do that? He tells them to look to one, to look to Jesus. So he introduces his letter not by saying, "Hi, how are you? How are the wife and kids?" He says, "I want to talk to you about Jesus. I want to talk to you about the light. I want to talk to you about the one whose very imprint of God is upon his life." And he said, "I want to remind you that Psalm 8, somewhere someone wrote that we were created just a little lower than the angels." Well, now, do you feel that way? We were created for glory. Do you feel that way? We were created to reflect the image of God and the image of light. Do you feel that way? Most often I feel pretty puny. And Psalm 8 says that humanity was given creation, and it's all subject to us, and we don't feel that way. And it doesn't seem that that's reality. And he even says, as it is, we do not see everything in subjection to them. So does that mean we're hopeless? He said, no, but we do see Jesus. We see the one who, when he walked this earth, met a woman who was so disturbed and so distressed and so out of sorts that she was described as having seven demons within her. And he released that woman, Mary Magdalene, and then gave her the privilege to be witness to the resurrection from the dead. We see Jesus, the one who took a man who was such a pariah in his community. He was roundly hated. And he said, I'm going to
eat with you today. His name was Zacchaeus, and that man was restored to his community. We see Jesus, who loved the orphans and the widows and the children. We see Jesus, who took upon this earthly life all the sufferings and dread. We see Jesus, who was crushed by the state, but the state did not destroy him or his message. We see Jesus, who rose from the dead. We see Jesus as the light. And when we are in a place in our lives when we cannot see the next step, when we are in that malaise, when we feel like life will never return to normal, but we see Jesus. And so I challenge us today to see Jesus, to see the one who has the imprint of God, to see the one who loves us, to see the one who came and shared our suffering, to see the one who lights the way to Almighty God and who restores in us the purpose of God for us to be just a little lower than the angels. So walk this week just a little lower than the angels, filled with the glory and the peace and the grace of Almighty God. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for your grace and strength. We are so grateful for the people that you have liberated. We are so grateful that that liberating power is with us this day. And we ask, O Lord, to keep us until life turns to normal. In Jesus' name, amen. Part of seeing Jesus is being a part of his kingdom and lifting people who are in distress. And one of our responses to lifting people in distress, every month we do a joyful noise offering for a local charity. And this month, next week, we will be doing a joyful noise offering for Door Cancer. And so I'd like to ask Chris Husby Nelson to come forward and talk about that mission that's in Door County called Door Cancer.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see all of you again. It's been a long time. Soon it'll be 25 years since Door Cancer Incorporated was founded. And in all of those 25 years, we've managed to stay all volunteers and keep all of the money that we raise in Door County. Unless, of course, one of someone's bills has to be paid outside of Door County. But mostly it stays right here. And we've helped 45 people so far this year, just January through September. Okay. With their monthly financial assistance totaling $127,570.93. Now, I'm a stickler for for making sure everybody knows everything. So we average about $14,575 a month. Two-thirds of the folks that we've helped this year with assistance, we've helped more than once because we can continue to help them as long as they are in cancer treatment, such as chemo or radiation, immunotherapy. And sadly, seven of the people that we helped this year have passed away. We help pay rent, mortgage payments, utility bills, public service, heat and propane, phone bills, cable, internet. We send gas and grocery cards, and we pay almost anything except taxes, medical bills, and medications. We average about 17 applications each month, but as I said, we help most of these people often. So far this year, we have had 152 applications. So we really need help to help these people. And I'm praying that you'll come through for us like you always have. And next week will be very joyful for our noise. Thank you so much.
In our prayers for the church, in our joys, we want to congratulate William and Angelica, who were joined together in marriage on Friday in this church. We also want to congratulate Delmar, who turned 95 this week. For our prayer concerns, we want to remember two people in Scand who have entered into hospice care, Fran and Ann. I'd like prayers for my cousin's grandson. Zachary died, and my cousin Diane, if we would pray for her and her family as they go through this terrible loss. And we want to remember a friend of our congregation who has sung with us several times, Dave, who's entering surgery this week. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the marriage of Bill and Angelica. We ask that you would bless and keep them. We give you thanks, O Lord, for Delmar, for his witness and the gifts he has given to the people of Door County. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the fellowship we have with kindred souls. We give you thanks for the strength to earn our daily bread. We give you thanks for the people in this place, so grateful to enter into worship together after 19 long months. We place in your keeping, O Lord, the soul of Zachary. May he rest in your peace. May his family be surrounded by the comforting presence of the Spirit. We place in your keeping, O Lord, Anne, that her journey may be filled with your light. We place in your keeping, Fran, that she may enter into your joy. For we ask all in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he broke it, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, This bread is my broken body. Let us partake together the broken body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And after supper, our Lord took the cup. And after he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Let us partake together.
Thank you. heart is resting, O my Savior, in thy loving care. My trust is ever stayed on thee. O hear my earnest prayer, that heaven come me, and ever do thy will. O grant this in thy mercy.
Go from here, singing hosannas all the way home. Do not be afraid. Jesus is walking with you. Amen.
Thank you. den Feuer trunken, himmlische dein Heiligtum. Deine Zauber binden wieder, was die Morde streng getan. Alle Menschen werden brühen, wo dein sanfte Flüge weilt.
Deine Zauber binden weiter, was die Morde streng getan. Alle Menschen werden brühen, wo dein sanfte Flüge weilt.
Please join us outside for our fellowship. The ushers will dismiss you by rows.
Before we all dismiss, I'd like to, on the behalf of the congregation, the trustees and the elders and everyone who has been able to enjoy our services this last 19 months, thank you so much, Pastor Don, and Maestro Colin, Cindy, Scott, ever faithful Diane, and everyone who has been a part of our services. Thank you so very much for all of your extraordinary time and effort. It's meant so much to all of us, and we thank you.